What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Ann Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. Man, I know it's been a good minute, man. You know what I'm saying? It took me a little podcation, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things been going on, man, so I've been, you know, tending to business at hand, you know what I'm saying? But your boy is back on the bricks. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all of you guys who continue to listen. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all of you guys who have checked up on me. You know what I'm saying? And the people that I've been seeing on these YouTube streets out here. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been trying to be a little more consistent on YouTube as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, been trying to do a few things here and there. You know what I'm saying? But your boy is still out here, but you know what I'm saying? Thank you again, man, for stopping in, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking. So, one of the first things I want to talk about is apologize culture. This is something that I spoke about on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been seeing a disturbing trend when it comes to people having to apologize. Know what I'm saying? Perfect example. The baby. He just made an apology probably a day or so ago. You know what I'm saying? For some comments that he made. And I truly feel like he meant that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times now, people are being bullied into apologizing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't feel how you feel. Now, granted, I understand he shouldn't have said it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But he did. So, he got a couple of festivals canceled. You know what I'm saying? And it started snowballing. So, he had to go on and do a little damage control and go ahead and apologize. You know what I'm saying? A couple of weeks back, Stephen A. Smith had to apologize for some comments he said. You know what I'm saying? On ESPN. You know, the comments were racially insensitive. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had the whole Chinese nation on his neck. You know what I'm saying? So, he had to go ahead and apologize. And it's funny to me, you know, that we now live in a culture to where you can't say nothing. You just can't say shit these days. It's a shame, you know? And in some cases, I understand people's plight. I understand where people coming from, but that doesn't mean you ought to have the ability to silence someone, you know what I'm saying, because you're offended. You know what I'm saying? I was brought up in a different time where, you know, we really didn't even think about those type of things, you know. The F slur, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to gay people. Like, that's something that we used to just call people, you know what I'm saying, just in passing, you know what I'm saying. And it makes me think about, like, some of the things that we came up watching, like Bernie Mac, Married with Children, and things of that nature. Would those type of comedies survive in a time like now? You know what I'm saying? When everybody, like, I'll give you another example. It was an episode on Golden Girls where the girls, they had like mud masks on their face, but they appeared to be in blackface, you know what I'm saying? And they were around some black folks, you know what I'm saying? They took the whole episode out of rotation, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's one of the funniest episodes, you know? People need to lighten the fuck up, man, you know what I'm saying? We have become so fucking watered down as a society that it really doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand things need to change. You know what I'm saying? But it's damn near becoming like the movie Demolition Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, is after a while, is a motherfucker gonna get a fine every time they curse or some shit? You know what I'm saying? It's getting to that point to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit just getting a little out of hand. What are your thoughts on the matter? Do you think that we have become a little baby-fied as a society? You know what I'm saying? Everyone wins a trophy type of attitude. You know, it's like, can't nobody go home with hurt feelings no more. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that? It's your boy, Anchor Palm. Keep it locked.
And sincerely for using the N-word on Wheel of Fortune. And I want to assure you that I am not a racist, Reverend Jackson. The puzzle you were solving was people who annoy you. Well, like anybody else thought it was naggers. I mean, right? Mr. Marsh, you need to take time to understand African-American culture. Visit black museums, see black performers and artists. Oh, I will. I'm really down with African-Americans. Do you really want to apologize? Are you sure? Yes, absolutely. Very well. If you want to apologize, I will accept. Oh, thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you. Brian, get a picture of Mr. Marsh apologizing. Ready to go, sir. Kiss it. Huh? Apologize. Kiss it. You want me to kiss your... That's right. Apologize.
Aunt Capone, awesome show. This is the big homie, Rashawn, a.k.a. Freshwater Word Life. I've been away from doing my podcast, and I just tapped back in and listened to your great show, and it was phenomenal, man. Great content. Great aspects, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're called to do this, bro. Peace and blessings, man. Stay up and keep doing what you do. Peace.
What's going on, Mr. Bass? Ann Capone here. Man, you just don't know how much, man, a brother like me need calls like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because every now and again, I get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, the things that I'm saying are falling on deaf ears. You know what I'm saying? You know, the market is so flooded with podcasts nowadays that, you know, it's kind of hard to get your point across. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like everywhere you turn, you know, someone has an opinion of some sort. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep shining, doing what I do and doing it well. Appreciate you, brother.
Check one, check two, and what up with you? What's happening, man? Just checking on you, see what's going on. See you on them YouTube streets. Yo, check it out, man. Turn your phone sideways, bruh. You know what I'm saying? See, nobody told me that when I was doing my YouTube. But if you turn your phone sideways, when you look at it on a laptop or the computer, the whole screen will be filled up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just dropping that on you. Waiting on that podcast, man. But I see you on them YouTube streets. That's what's up, man. Keep grinding. Peace.
What's going on, Mr. Campbell, Cyber One, or whatever you're called today? You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, brother, for stopping in, man, and just checking on a brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, your boy, man, been, you know, not really feeling the podcast thing lately, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit, it seemed like the support that I want or need, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting it. And it kind of made me think, what the fuck am I doing this for? But you know what I'm saying? I wasn't ever doing it for nobody else in the first place, man. You know what I'm saying? I got real people that support me, so I'm going to continue to do it for them, man. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I can grow this thing into what I want to grow it into. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I've been out there in them YouTube streets as of late. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make a video here and there. Just trying to get better. You know what I'm saying? I got a little equipment and shit I've been buying. You know, trying to level up a little taste. You know what I'm saying? And get up there with the big boys, man. But shit, you know, I'm not very computer savvy, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still struggling, man. So thanks for that bit of advice, man. Somehow, every time I make a video, man, I feel like holding the camera face up, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm on FaceTime or some shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate that bit of advice. That'll help me out along my way, man. You know what I'm talking about? And I'll be sure to get through there, man, and listen to some of the content, man, you've been putting down, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, keep doing what you do, man. Appreciate you once again, man. This is Al Capone. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. But your boy gotta go. But before I go, man, you know what I'm talking about? Make sure you come and check your boy YouTube channel out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Make sure you hit that subscribe button, man, and drop kick the hell out the motherfucking like button, man. You know what I'm talking about? If you're new to the station, man, subscribe to the podcast, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's absolutely free. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost you nothing but your time, man. You know what I'm saying? And that make sure it's worth your while, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know? And if you feel it extra generous, man, you can hit the PayPal link, man, that John is in the description. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, your boy, man, Al Capone signing out, man. You know what I'm saying? Until next time, this is Al Capone. Peace.